Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this is so exciting! We are continuing our shiurim in the topic of brachos over las yosan. In the previous shiur, we saw a yesod gadol meot, and that yesod was that the idea of making a bracha over las yosan is that it's an ashavuye in the mitzvah. It creates a special nature, a special reality, a special form in the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is a brachadika mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, the bracha, which means that you're doing this mitzvah for Hashem, shir kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, that it sanctifies us, and it's not stam ha'maisa. And that's why it has to be done. And that's why it has to be done. Over las yosan, before actually doing the mitzvah. And we brought a number of rayas for this yesod. And now we are going to continue b'siyata d'shmaya, based on the Torah of Agon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Manzatzal. The Mishnah Meiser Sheni in Perakei Mishniyot Aleph on the Amira. Vidui Meiser, the person does Vidui Meiseris, and he says, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, Lo avarti b'mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. What does it mean, lo shachachti? I didn't forget to bless you, lo shachachti m'levarechecha u'lahazkir shimcha olav. I didn't forget to bless you and to mention your name on this. In other words, when I took my Meiseris, I made a bracha, I was maskir shimcha. Now, even though we know that brachas are only midrabanan, like the Tosis Yantiv says, the Melech Shlomo, the Teferis Yisrael, the Mishnah, Prima Gadim in Hilchos Psichal Hilchos Brachas Ayin Sham, the Re'em, the Gorai, the Marash, everyone's bothered. Rabbanu Shalom. What are we saying? Vidui Maisa said, what are we talking about? Making a bracha and mentioning Hashem's name. Brachas are only midrabanan. We're talking about doing the mitzvah daraisa. Look in the Re'em, the Gorai, the Marashan, Brachas Taf Mem Amud Beis, and Rashi and Kisavo, Perek Chavav Pasuk Yud Gimel. So even though it's Dirabanan, but the Vidui is on the Asiyah B'Maisris, that I'm doing the Maisris in the right way. The Maisris, it's a din in the Maisris, that the Maisris were properly separated. And it's not in the Gavra and his Kiyum HaMitzvahs. And if the bracha has nothing to do with the ma'isa mitzvah, it's just the din hodah and the gavra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh him in the mitzvah. So what does it have to do with vidui ma'isris? We're talking about the ma'isris themselves. So we see from this that without a bracha, there's a pagam be'etzem asiyas ha'ma'isa. It's a pagam in the ma'isa. We're saying that the ma'isa was done correctly of afreshes trumas and ma'isris. It was mufresh properly. All the maisers were done properly. It's not just the din and the gavra that when you make a bracha, that you're just thanking Hashem. From the fact that we say here, oh, I didn't forget to bless you and I didn't forget to mention your name, lahazkir shimcha olav, it's because if you didn't, it's a pagam in the mais of Afrasha. And the Mishnah is told by Askar Hashem olav. In other words, on the maisers, you have to be maskir shem Hashem. Because like we said, on the maisers themselves, there's a chalos of Askar Hashem Hashem. Because you're not just doing an empty act of being mafresh maiser. The bracha shows that it's for Hashem. And that's the yesod of birchas hamitzvahs before the mitzvah, to give it that tinge, give it that color of I'm doing this l'shem Hashem. And this fits very nicely with what the Malbim writes in the Sifri in Parashas Kisavo. That even though brachas dirabonon by afroshes trumas and maisers, there's the chiyuv min haTorah lahazkir al zeis Hashem. And through the bracha, the dirabonon dika bracha, you yotzei the mitzvah of midarites of being maskir as Hashem. Look there, and also what Rabbi Elazar Meir Horowitz says in the in his commentary in the back of the Gemara, brachas mem amud beis. So, b'vadai, this chiyuv has to relate to the mitzvah itself. It's a mitzvah you have to say Shem Hashem. And then when you make the bracha, you're also yotzei the derabbanon of making a bracha. But the ikar is that deoraisa, you have to mention Shem Hashem. But it's really one and the same. In other words, the mitzvah deoraisa is to be maskir Shem Hashem. And it's done through the derabbanon, because the derabbanon and deoraisa are accomplishing the same thing. They're making it l'shem Hashem. Like exactly like Aryeh, that's the idea of the bracha, that it makes this maaser l'shem Hashem. Just like you have to deoraisa be maskir Shem Hashem on the maaseres, so too you're yotze this chiyuv by saying a bracha which is only derabbanon, but it's the same idea. And we also see this concept in the Mishnah on Shrumis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, that an Elaim and a Baal Keri shouldn't be mafrish lo yitromu, because they can't make a bracha. An Elaim's a mute, er kenish redden, can't speak, and a Baal Keri can speak, but you know, Mr. Keri is usser because he's you know, not allowed to make a bracha because he's not pure. Wait a second. Just because he can't be zeicha to make a bracha, he should lose out in the mitzvah of afrasha? What does it mean? An elam and a baal keri shouldn't be tiring because they can't make a bracha. But say that they can't make a bracha, but at least do the afrasha. So we have to say, medarf zogin, as they say in Lakewood, she'en ani don al hefseid mitzvah, ela al afrasha shelo kahogen. When you are mafrish without the bracha, that's afrasha shelo kahogen. And Chazal say, oh, you're not going to be mafresh properly? It's going to be a pagam in the mitzvah without, because you didn't make the bracha? Don't be mafresh at all. Normally we don't say that, but that's the chiddush here by Shrumis. Because again, it's a pagam in the mitzvah, because it's a different type of mitzvah with a bracha than it is without a bracha. And we also see the Sisod of the Neo de Behuda Kama in Yeridea Simon Beis, whose Mevar Shitas Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, brought in the Mordechi, in the Rosh, at the beginning of Chulin, brought in the Tassim, in Yotes, Sif, Kot, and Aleph, that HaShechet B'loi Bracha, Shechitas, Shechitas O'Psula, that if a person shechs without a Bracha, his Shechitas Pasul. So we have to understand why. Against the Mishnah, the beginning of Chulin, that says that everybody who shechted, their shechita is a good shechita. And who does that include? That includes a cheresh, who's not making a bracha. So what's going on over here? How can you say shechitas Eretz Yisrael that a shechel der bracha shas psula, when the Mishnah says that a cheresh can shecht and a cheresh can't make a bracha? The Nodav Yudha says that since he was mazed and he didn't make a bracha, and the bracha shayach to the shechita, he's like a mumr loy sedavar, or at least he's kichoshed loy sedavar. And this is only somebody who's able to make a bracha. Can't make a bracha. If you can't make a bracha, then he can't make a bracha. He's not a mummer. But if he can make a bracha and he's not making the bracha, then he's like a mummer. And therefore he's kamummer lo yisei dover, kachashad lo yisei dover. So from this, that with shechita b'loi bracha, there's mumrus. There's a chshad klapei ha-shechita, and not only klapei ha-bracha, you see that the bracha shapes, colors the shechita, it makes it a proper shechita. Because you say, if he doesn't make a bracha, then he's a mummer for shechita. So it's not only a din in the bracha, it's a din in the shechita, exactly like Aryeh Yisod. That's the purpose of a bracha. You see this also in the Magen Avraham. Simen Tav Lamed Beis, Sif Katan Vav, and B'dikas Chometz Aydei Shliach. It's mashma that the shliach makes the bracha, and it's mefurish in the Rambam like that. Perak Aleph Michos Brachos Avacha Yud Gimel. So Frektim Magen Avram, how does he make a bracha? The mitzvah is not on the shliach. The mitzvah is on the mishaleach. So how does the shliach make a bracha? He says Sarach Leimar Di Mikol Magu Mitzvah Kavit. We have to say that sof he's doing a mitzvah. Dumya demila, sham mitzvah l'avi yaben we call mokim acher molo isay mevarich. So he's doing a mitzvah just like mila. Mila, the mitzvah is on the father of the son, but if somebody else does the mila, he makes the bracha. So you have to say, says the Magen Avraham, that there is some sort of mitzvah for the shliach, just like by mila. The Dogel Meir Vava, he says, Ein Adom Anidon L'Raya, can't compare. What's the Tzushtel to Mila? Mila, Hare, if there's no father, the Beis Din is Chayiv. And therefore, anyone can make a bracha. So even the Shliach is Shaykh to this mitzvah. But not by B'dikas Chometz. It's on the Baal HaBayis, not on anybody else. But the Dogel Meir Vava brings a raya mafreshes truma that it's muchach that the shliach can make a bracha even though he doesn't have a mitzvah. So you see, he says that a shliach can make a bracha. Now the Dogel Meir Vava brings a raya, but he doesn't understand what's the teretz in the kashya Magen Avraham. He has no mitzvah, so how do you make a bracha? It's a mitzvah, you have no mitzvah, it's not your mitzvah. But based on what we said, it's beautiful that midrabbanon, there's a takana that the mitzvah has to be bibracha. Now, it doesn't have to be that the person doing the mice is doing a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be there's a kiyum mitzvah for the person doing the mice. There just has to be a mice mitzvah. And a mice mitzvah can't be done stam. Midarftina mice mitzvah midabroche. You have to do the mice mitzvah with a bracha. And that's why the shliach makes a bracha. Because he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah, right? For him it's not a kiyum mitzvah. But a ma'isa mitzvah has to be with a bracha because the bracha makes it into a... Because the ma'isa isn't a good ma'isa without a bracha. And maybe that's what the Magen Avraham means. When he says, mikol makom mitzvah kavod, he's doing a ma'isa, not that he's mekayim a mitzvah. He's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. You don't need a kiyum mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham proves it very nicely. Magen Avraham proves it from the father. Now, if the father is there, it's not mutal on anybody else. If the father is standing there, it's not a mitzvah on the Beis Din, it's not a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. So they say, when it says a mitzvah on the Beis Din, it's not a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. It's his mitzvah. And yet he's giving it over to the shliach, and the shliach is doing a ma'isa mitzvah. He's doing a ma'isa, no kiyum. It's only the father's mitzvah. But yet the shliach makes the bracha, because a bracha makes a mitzvah into a proper mitzvah. So that applies to mila, and that applies to truma, and that applies to b'tikas chametz. Umvuar and heitev shitas ha'magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah and Tov Lamed Beis Sif Katan Yud writes that the shliach makes the bracha because he's kishlucho gam l'inyan ha'bracha. V'tamua me'od. Hechan matzanu shlichut al bracha, אבל לפי מה שאמרנו, אולי הכוונה היא שבכלל השליחות על המעשה ישנה ממילא גם שליחות על המעשה שיעשה בברכה. There's not only a shlichus on the maisa, there's also a shlichus on the bracha, because the bracha makes the maisa. And therefore the shliach who says shlichus on the maisa, so it's a package deal. Iskat chavila, like they say, b'ivrit meduberet. That together with the shlichus on the maisa, also shlichus on the bracha. Machane Ephraim, Hilchos Shluchim. Writes famously about a makeh. Makeh al yidei shliach akum. A guy makes the fence on the roof. Should the Baal HaBayis make a bracha? So it's push at him. That with, if the shliach is Yisrael and the mishalech is here, the mishalech should make the bracha. His shail is when the shliach is a goy, because ain't shlichus lenachri, or maybe here there is shlichus. But he says akopana bepol, if it's a worker, since yad pol yad Baal HaBayis, it's considered the mice of the Baal HaBayis, even if it's a goy, and the Baal HaBayis should make the bracha. Ain shem in the machane Ephraim. I believe it's simin yad aleph. Based on what we said, it's not so pashut. Even if midin shlichus the maisa is mesiachis to him, but since he's not doing the maisa, then we should say that through his bracha, the bracha is chal on the etzem ha'asiyah, so maybe there's no room for the bracha of the mishalech. And also not midin yad polak yad Baal HaBayis, because so if he's not doing the maisa, because the bracha relates to maisa. If you're not doing the maisa, what room is there for a bracha? In the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, in Yeridei and Simen Kuf Nun, he's medayik medivir atshuma sadesh and besimen kuf mum kuf mem shehuva bebet Yosef or achaim siman tav kuf pehei shebeafrashat truma shemafrish ha-shaliach. When the shliach is mafrish truma, even if the bailam is there, the shliach should still make a bracha, not the bailam. And that's like we've been saying. We need that the bracha should be begufa maisa, and that the shliach can do better than the mishalech. So it's gevaldik. There's tons more to say, sweet friends. I exaggerate not. So hopefully in future shiurim, we will get to it. And Baruch Hashem, we've been proving our Yisod, me Harbei Mekoimus, which Bizocha Lumo do the Lame Lishma Velasos, the Kaim is called Divrei, Salmo Torah Sabi Ahav, Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.